Monday night, Brandon Republican Senator Tom Lee and his House counterpart, Richard Corcoran, a Republican from Land O'Lakes, finished off this year's budget negotiations. But there are a couple of steps between that agreement and Friday's vote.
It takes staff at least 12 hours. So 9 plus 12, you're looking at 9 hours. I mean, clearly it'll be on the desk sometime during the day tomorrow.
With 160 members and a 400-plus page spending plan, 12 hours begins to make sense. The tome wound up on lawmakers' desks Tuesday at 2:53 in the afternoon. They can't take a vote on budgets for 72 hours. Lawmakers began discussing the plan Thursday on the House floor.
Members, the Health Care Appropriations Subcommittee overall proposed budget totals $34.3 billion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The education budget, members, provides the highest amount of state funds totaling $21.8 billion, which is an increase of $649.2 million.
Members, the Justice Appropriations Subcommittee's proposed budget is $4.98 billion.
Members, the Transportation and Economic Development Appropriations Conference Committee negotiated a $12.5 billion budget, which maintains both our...
...provided into this. I think we have a great environmentally sound budget to be able to present to you today. What I'd like to do is... Share, of course, top line, $3.9 billion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The government operations total budget is $1.97 billion, essentially the same as in the current year.
That was House Committee Chairs Matt Hudson, Eric Frezen, Larry Metz, Clay Ingram, Ben Albritton, and Jeanette Nunez, all Republicans, describing their specific silos within the budget. All told, the measure lays out $82.3 billion in spending. As the House began digging into the proposal, many GOP lawmakers had glowing reviews for the bill. Jacksonville Republican Representative Charles McBurney compares this year's budget to the ones when times weren't quite so good.
We had tough choices. This budget is not one of them. This is actually one that we can all get together on, which is something that we haven't been able to do since we started in that Great Recession.
And McBurney's right. Their support was tempered somewhat, but House Democrats voiced support for the budget as well. Here's Minority Leader Mark Pafford.
You know, the budget has improved, and today I'm going to support the budget. I'm going to vote for the budget, and I want to send a very clear message to the legislature in the other chamber and, frankly, the governor's mansion that the House has defined itself and, I think, done a good job.
And it seems clear sending a message to the governor is a bipartisan effort. Building support among Pafford's caucus is a warning. Be careful with the veto pen, because we have the support to override you. But there were quibbles, and one of the most forceful critiques came from Republican Representative Charles Van Zandt of Keystone Heights on the topic of public employee pay.
And I can tell you that for the past 3 years, I have struggled with some of our state employees that we underpay to the extent that their families qualify for welfare and food stamps. That's not right.
Friday, the Senate took up the budget, and again, there were some quibbles. Clearwater Republican Senator Jack Latvala lamented the loss of economic development funding for the coming year.
It's the elephant in the room. It's probably the most disappointing aspect of this legislative session for me personally, and that is the governor's request for a $250 million enterprise fund program.
That initiative was a priority for Governor Rick Scott, along with a $1 billion tax cut package. Under the new spending plan, Scott gets neither. And lawmakers are already bracing for a vicious round of vetoes. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.